This is kind of our preseason meeting. We're going to do we'll take some Q&A at the end. If you have questions, just send them to me in the group chat. That'll be easiest, so we're not all talking over each other. So before we really get going on anything, I do want to thank everybody for jumping on, but also for being patient with us. As you guys are all well aware, with the kids going back to school, this is a really challenging and complicated situation that we're all kind of facing within the club and the swimming community, as well as within really the school and community at large. So appreciate you guys bearing with us and being patient with us and working with us on this, and you know, trusting us that we're working to come up with the best solutions for everybody, to give the best opportunities that we have available to us. First thing I want to go over, I'm going to share my screen. I want to go over the September practice schedule. You guys should be able to see this. So I just shared my screen there. Pretty straightforward. This is posted on the website. I will be adding everything in the next couple days onto the actual Google calendars. So if you haven't seen those up there yet, you will be able to see those soon. You know, based on registration, we will make some adjustments. We'll move some things around if need be. But as of right now, this is the practice schedule that we're working with through the end of September. We will have protocols for each pool. We're waiting to get some of those protocols from some of the facilities. From FMC, we have our max protocols already. We've been using that pool all summer. Five Seasons has sent us waivers and that sort of thing. So we will distribute those to the groups that are training out there. Life Start has a waiver as well. We'll distribute that to the groups that are swimming there. And then the VFC, we've been there all summer as well. So my next, you know, the next one and really the big one that I know we're all anxious for, and I am as well, is what does the schedule look like after the VFC closes? Because we lose these practices here. You know, once the VFC closes, we lose about give or take 9 hours a week of pool time, of practice time. And that, you know, that affects groups differently, but we are still working with a number of facilities to make sure that they continue to have practice opportunities. We're not yet finalized on that. We really had hoped that we were going to be final with that before this meeting today, so we could announce great news and here's what it looks like and all that sort of thing. But unfortunately, you know, those things are out of our hand. We can't control other facilities' timeline on when they get back to us or what time is available to us. So we are still working on that. I've been on the phone with three pools today. We have a number of board members that have been on the phone with facilities. Coach Julie went and visited a facility today. So we are desperately trying to find that time and make sure that it is there for all of our members to use and all of our groups to use. One moment, sorry. We've got more people in the waiting room. Okay. So beyond that, and really one of the big things that I wanted to touch on with everyone today was, we've put a formal petition with LTHS, with the board, with the school board. We're waiting to submit our plans for them. That meeting is in late September. So our board is, in contact with the school board. So we've elevated that past just working with John Grunke, the athletic director, with Kurt, with the school administration, and onto working with the actual school board, because this does have some big implications for our club and for our membership. So we do have a good plan. We're still working on it. We're still making sure that it is clean and, you know, kind of shows our entry exit protocols, our, you know, cleaning protocols, testing protocols, all those things, to make sure that they have all the information they need to look at us as an individual group rather than rental groups in general, because that's what we've been classified as so far, was all rental groups are out until further notice. We'll let you know when you guys can get back in. And we just think that with swimming back in the water for the high school, and other fall sports canceled, you know, such as volleyball or football, that sort of thing, we think that we should have a good shot working with the school board, working with the school to get back in at some point. So we're working on that plan. We are hopeful, but that is just optimism at this point. We don't have a timeline for that other than the school board meeting, you know, being able to present at the school board meeting and go from there. So I'm going to get out of the share. So that is, you know, our pool situation past September. We're right now, we're just looking at dropping VFC and then adding some practices on Friday at the max. We are working, again, like I said, to find additional time during the week for those groups that will be losing pools. But that's where we're at right now. In terms of competition, that was one of the top questions that I got. We are going to be holding inter squads and time trials. Some of them will be sanctioned. Some of them will be unsanctioned for swim. And for water polo, we'll be doing inter squad scrimmages from time to time within practice groups. So those will come kind of at the discretion of the coaching staff. The sanctioned events, we will get, you know, it will be an event sign up just like a normal meet would be. We don't have any dates set as of right now because our first priority is getting the kids in the water and continuing to be able to provide some opportunity for the kids, some outlet for the kids to be together and training in the water. We are updating our COVID policies to reflect kind of some of the school's policies. Obviously, with larger groups, you know, in the event that we have a positive test, it will be a larger group that is affected. We will be issuing credits, that sort of thing, when we have that sort of situation arise. But we're going to be monitoring it, and we're going to be keeping close, you know, close tabs on it. And obviously, we are going to have to adhere to every facility's COVID policies as well. So that's something that you guys would be signing off on in your waivers as you go through the registration process. So that's really the gist of it. I know that the practice schedule is not ideal. I know that a lot of groups are going at some weird times. Our high school kids are swimming in the morning 5 days a week and then in the afternoon on weekends so they can sleep in. I know that is tough. If you guys do feel compelled to write a letter to the school board about us trying to get back into LT or something like that, please feel free to do so. You know, we know that some of the high schools in the area are accommodating their normal rental groups. We know that Academy Bolts has been back in at RB since June. Just different kind of stance from different schools, obviously. So, yeah, so Michelle, yes, that's absolutely. I mean, writing a letter to the school board talking about what it means and, you know, that's one of the things that school views us as a feeder program for their high school. And if we aren't able to train there, then we can't continue to develop athletes that go to that high school. That's just the sad nature of it. So I wish I had more exciting news and we were more gung-ho. We are excited to still have a season. We are excited to still be offering practices and continuing to keep the kids in the water. We are looking forward to having a great season. And as things progress, which we hope they do in the right direction, we are very excited about having meets and having opportunities for all the athletes. So, I'll open it up for Julie. Do you have anything you want to add in there before?
I think, you know, to Michelle's point and to what we had talked about before, if anyone does feel compelled to write a letter to the school board, we would really appreciate it. You know, the community members speak very loudly. Although I know that the school board does have their hands full with things, with, you know, policies and procedures right now, I do think any letter of support or a petition, you know, with multiple signatures on one piece of paper would go far. So.
All right. So a couple questions have come in. We will not have practice on Monday. Our first day is the 8th. That's September 8th. So that's Tuesday, September 8th, after the holiday weekend. Our COVID policies, as they exist right now, are currently posted. You can see those on the registration page. Julie, do you want to – you might be able to direct better with
sure,
where
there's
that –
also on our registration page right now, the COVID policies – and procedures will remain the same, pretty much the same But differ by facility. We have a few specific facilities that want to do things a little bit differently. And as we get more direction from them throughout this week, we will post those, and each individual lead coach will communicate that again with each practice group. But, you know, everyone will need to self-certify. If you'd like to review the COVID policies and procedures,
I believe they're on our homepage. I think we have a link.
I thought I got out of there for a second, my computer. So there is a link for new member registration that kind of summarizes our policies and procedures. I know that they've been emailed out, you know, multiple different times, but there is a one-page PDF that kind of summarizes it.
All right. In terms of lead coaches, I will be working with our high school group and our 13-14-3s. Coach Jack will be working with our 13-14-2s and 11-12-2s. Coach Julie will be working with our 11-12-3s and 10 and under 2s. Coach Colleen will be working with our yellows and our 10 and under 1s. So that's how the groups are going to be broken up. You'll be getting weekly emails from those coaches, just kind of group communications, keeping you in the loop with what's going on and changes as they occur, you know, as well as the weekly newsletter will continue to come out. Coach Doug will be working with our polo groups, and I will be working with our master's group mostly as well. Okay, so I don't have really anything else. We will, again, as we know more about our pool schedule for October beyond, we will have that communicated out. I wish that I had, you know, all the answers for that right now. It is not fun. It's been a long, you know, few months trying to figure this out, but it's just the situation that we're living in right now. So in the event that we would be shutting down, we would be, So I just had a question. Thanks, Jackie. What is the refund policy if we have to cancel or if we shut down? And the answer is we would be prorating and refunding the difference for missed time. So in the event that a group gets shut down for a month because of a positive test or multiple positive tests or something like that, we would be crediting that amount towards the account and or refunding it. If we have an instance where a pool shuts down or something falls through, something like that, we would be looking at refunding the difference. So whatever that might be. All right. All right. Well, that's everything for me for this. We will be posting the video onto the registration page. So I did record it. I remembered to record it today. We really appreciate those of you that have been patient, you know, everybody being patient with us and you guys continuing to support our club and the coaching staff and Lions Aquatics in general. We're going to continue to work on it and we will, again, we'll continue to be here for your kids and for the community. And we look forward to seeing your kids on deck as practices start next week. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.